Good evening, everyone. This is a regular meeting of the Pismo Beach City Council, and today is Tuesday, March 21st, and we're a wee bit late. It's about 4:35. Roll call, please.
Mayor Reese.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Gonzalez-G.
Here.
Councilmember Higginbotham.
Here.
Councilmember Rabinault.
Here.
Councilmember Natoli.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to dedicate this meeting this evening to the memory of Frank Velasquez and Harold Hatley, whose lives were taken so tragically last week. Our hearts and our prayers go out to the families. Please stand in a moment of silence. Thank you. Dr. Paul Jones, would you give us our invocation, please?
Our Heavenly Father, it was off the coast of today's Provincetown, Massachusetts, that our Pilgrim forefathers signed a document known as the Mayflower Compact. They acknowledged that God had brought them thus far by His mercy and grace, and they further pledged to honor Him in their efforts in the New World. This early dedicated band of God-fearing immigrants pledged their lives to God and to one another even before their feet touched land. They endured the perilous journey across the Atlantic, and they wrote, and I quote, "Having undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith a voyage to plant a colony and to solemnly and mutually, in the presence of God and one another, combine ourselves together in a body politic." It was signed November 11, 1620. This was 156 years before our founding fathers signed their lives and fortunes to a bold and daring Declaration of Independence that created our nation in 1776. We have learned that America's future greatness and God's blessing on our land flows through the channels of our prayers. America's moral goodness and spiritual greatness and our success and prosperity are inseparable. Our nation's untapped supernatural resource is the humble prayers of God's people for our president, our Congress, and our civic leaders. And so today we as citizens boldly declare, "In God we trust," as we invoke God's presence in these council chambers tonight. Cause our mayor and her colleagues to sense anew your divine guidance and wisdom as they seek the proper solution to each item on the agenda. We pray each day for each individual on our city council and their support staff that they may receive your enablement to adequately discharge their responsibilities and their assigned tasks. We pray with this conviction that you desire to respond to our united prayers. God bless America. Bless our President George W. Bush. Bless our civic leaders. Bless our servicemen and women who risk great sacrifice for us to enjoy our many freedoms in our great nation and our beautiful city of Pismo Beach. Today we have prayed silently just moments ago as individuals, and now we pray publicly in a corporate body of fellow citizens, friends, and neighbors. We ask that you would bless and honor the memory of our two neighbors, Frank Velasquez and Harold Hatley, who were taken from us suddenly and unannounced last Wednesday at noon in Denny's restaurant. They passed from this life as heroes, and today we ask that you would sustain the members of their family, and especially the little 5-year-old granddaughter, as their hearts grieve and mourn their passing. May our city be cleansed from such evil by the covering of your power and your presence among us. We ask that you would guard and protect the brave members of our police department and our public servants as they serve and protect us. This invocation we pray in the strong name of our personal Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Will you please place your hand over your heart and repeat after me?
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council. This has been a turbulent, painful, and sorrowful time for our South County communities. Our hearts go out to the families that lost loved ones and those that have suffered physical and emotional pain. Madam Mayor, I understand one of those families is here in the audience tonight. That is the family of Mr. Harold Hatley, the Grover Beach resident, who, while having every opportunity to escape the carnage, purposely and deliberately tried to bring the shooter down. Mr. Hatley demonstrated uncommon courage and valor in giving his life. Mayor, I would like to have you have the honor of recognizing the Hatley family members this evening.
Okay. Would you please stand up and be recognized? Thank you for being here.
It's my understanding, Madam Mayor, that after the award ceremony this evening, Mr. Harold Hatley, Jr. would like to address council.
Okay. Yes, we'll give you that opportunity. Your dad is our hero.
I would also like to thank the many community members, some of whom are in this room, for their letters, their notes, emails, and even trays of cookies they offered as encouragement to our staff. This is a special community of incredible natural beauty, and even greater inner beauty of caring and compassion. We're fortunate to call this special place home. As I begin our department's presentation this evening, I would first and foremost like to thank all the men and women from outside agencies in San Luis Obispo County that came to our aid from the fields of law enforcement, fire services, and EMS. Their quick response was only outdone by the remarkable degree of resolve and professionalism they displayed. We began the day on Wednesday, March 15th, with only a sergeant and two officers on duty. We finished the day with more officers available to assist than we could use. That clearly shows the spirit of cooperation that exists between public safety agencies in this incredible county. Let me also say how extremely proud I am of the performance of all our staff, be they on the front lines, fielding phone calls and directing our units via radio in our dispatch center, working behind the scenes, or quickly leaving home from an off-duty status to help provide assistance at the scene or even provide policing coverage for the rest of the community. As a chief, you try to hire good people and give them good training. You can only hope that will be sufficient when your department is tested. Last week, with the assistance of our friends, we were up to the task, and I wanted to publicly thank all our employees for their dedication and support. I now ask that Officer Ryan Ellis and Lead Dispatcher Olivia Ramos come forward. The first award we're going to present is a Distinguished Service Award, and we're going to present that to Officer Ryan Ellis. On March 17, 2006, you monitored radio traffic of a vehicle pursuit southbound on Highway 101 into the city limits of Pismo Beach. During this pursuit, shots were fired from the suspect vehicle toward pursuing CHP officers. You realized that the suspect vehicle was taking the Five Cities Drive off-ramp, and you used your patrol car to create a traffic break at the intersection of the off-ramp and Five Cities Drive. By clearing this busy intersection of traffic, you greatly enhanced the safety of the public when a brief shootout occurred moments later at this exact location. Additionally, you observed a suspect flee the scene on foot, and you gave chase. You pursued the suspect on foot for approximately 200 yards and over a wall before capturing him at gunpoint. Your actions demonstrate the highest levels of concern for the safety of the public and this award is bestowed upon you on behalf of the Pismo Beach Police Department for your quick and decisive actions, dated this 21st day of March, 2006. I just want to tell you, it's hard to run in those boots. He did a good job.
I know.
The next award is also a Distinguished Service Award. Congratulations. Will Detective Sergeant Jake Miller and Detective AJ Santana please come forward? Detective Santana on the far end and Detective Sergeant Miller closest to me. This is a meritorious service award presented to Detective Sergeant Jake Miller and Detective AJ Santana. Shortly after noon on March 15th, 2006, you heard a radio call go out broadcasting a shooting at the Denny's restaurant in Pismo Beach. Upon arriving at the scene, you learned that several people had been shot. Believing that innocent victims may be inside the restaurant that needed emergency assistance, and that a shooter or shooters may still be at large within the restaurant, you took decisive action. You immediately donned body armor and made the decision to enter the building and confront the threat inside. Your actions demonstrate the highest levels of caring and concern for your fellow man by placing their safety ahead of yours. You have also demonstrated extraordinary bravery through your decision to immediately enter the scene of what was believed to have been an active shooter situation. The Meritorious Service Ribbon is presented to you on behalf of the Pismo Beach Police Department to recognize your exceptional service that was far above and beyond the call of duty. We take comfort in knowing that people like you are willing to step into harm's way for our benefit. Dated this 21st day of March, 2006. I've never known you guys to not say a few words. So. Hey, Jake, you forgot something. AJ, can I speak on behalf of you? We didn't rehearse this part.
We just want to thank everybody. We don't get into this line of work for awards or anything like that. We just appreciate the being recognized, and we all feel that everybody involved should receive an award, and this is pretty much for them, and we'll all share it. Thank you.
Supervisor, County Supervisor Jerry Lenthal also has an award that he'd like to present to these individuals.
Thank you, Chief. I'm not sure I could do justice to the presentation you just did, but as a retired member of law enforcement for 33 years and as a county supervisor representing this district, it is a real pleasure for me to offer you these certificates of recognition, and I'd like to read them for you. First, Detective Sergeant Jake Miller, for your heroism and bravery in responding to the fatal shootings at Denny's restaurant on March 15th, 2006. And on behalf of the County Board of Supervisors, I'd like to have this certificate of appreciation. the second one for Detective A.J. Santana for your heroism and bravery in responding to the fatal shooting at Denny's restaurants, also on March 15, 2006. Thank you.
And now, Madam Mayor, I believe Mr. Harold Hatley, Jr. would like to address council.
Okay, Mr. Hatley, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, council members. On behalf of the Hatley family, we would like to thank the community of Pismo Beach for the outpouring of love and concern for our family during this truly horrendous time in our lives. On March 15th, our father gave his life trying to save the other members who were in Denny's at that time. He made the ultimate sacrifice, and because of that, many people are still alive today. But our father was not the only hero.
If Dispatcher Ramos and Officer Ellis could come back up for just a second, please.
Okay, please.
Thank you again on behalf of the Board of Supervisors. It's my privilege to give you this certificate of recognition. Officer Ryan Ellis, for your heroism and bravery in pursuing a suspect involved in a vehicle pursuit where shots were fired, and for capturing the suspect at gunpoint on March 17, 2006. And last but certainly not least, because I started off as a dispatcher in Los Angeles County, I have the utmost respect for the work that the women in the 911 centers do, and you heard the testimony of how this person did a job of a teamwork of dispatchers. In a metropolitan area, you would probably have five or six dispatchers working on one particular shooting. And Ms. Ramos, for you, for your heroism and professionalism in responding to the victims and coordinating the first responders to the fatal shootings at Denny's on March 15, 2006, and you are one of my heroes.
I just want to say that I am very, very proud of our police department. The work that's been done in this past week is just above and beyond the call of duty. And I've had more phone calls, more compliments come in, and I praise you all. Thank you for being who you are and doing such a good job for us. Does any of the other council would like to say something? Councilman Natoli, would you like to say something?
No, I think it's all been covered by the comments from the chief, and I think I want to join him also into congratulating all the officers on the fine work that they've done. I don't think that any other outfit throughout the country could have done any better. We did a great job, guys. I really appreciate it.
Councilman Ravenel, would you like to say anything?
Well, it's with great pride that I sit here as a member of the City Council, knowing the leadership that we have in our police chief, knowing the dedication that we have from our police force, and certainly recognizing the public for their forthcoming to the Hatleys and to others. It is truly amazing. But, you know, we have grown into a community that deserves the respect and just the way that we act as a community, the way we thrive as a community is certainly a record to be proud of, and I just couldn't be more proud.
Thank you. Councilwoman Higginbotham.
I just want to thank everybody for their professionalism, and thank you very, very much.
Okay. Mayor Pro Tem.
Well, I want to thank you all for this a great job that you did. One of you mentioned that you don't do this for awards, that this is part of your line of duty. However, you going out there and having no regard for your own safety, and you don't even realize that you're so good at it, no regard at all for your own safety to protect others. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And And I wonder if I could just have the Hatleys stand one more time. I am so pleased to have you here. And as I said, our prayers and our hearts are with you. And your dad is our hero. Our love goes out to you. Thank you. Okay, the next item on our agenda is the introduction of our new CDF Fire Chief, Matt Jenkins.
I think everybody in this room is experiencing the emotions that many firemen and policemen experience on a regular basis. Your heart's heavy because you wish you could have done more. But you're also very proud of what the result was and what you did do. I'd just like to add my congratulations to the officers and the dispatcher and all the folks that responded. When I heard about the incident in Fresno on the morning, well, actually it's about midday, shortly after it happened, I called Matt Jenkins and I said, hey, how'd our folks do? Because I knew we had medics there. I knew we had folks there. I suspected some of our peace officers had also responded. And he said they did fine, but, you know, it's a lot of turmoil going on. And I said, you know, it's sad that even Pismo Beach no longer can escape the maladies of some of the problems in society. And I was thinking about every one of you. I was thinking about the family and the officers. And what you're going through right now is a very typical emotion, which is why one of the reasons I'm here today is to introduce you to your new
9 years ago in this county as a reserve firefighter, as many of our firefighters in the city are doing right now. That career took me out of the county for 19 years up in the Sacramento area, but I was fortunate enough to return in 1997, and I can think of no place I would rather serve than in this county. It's wonderful. I'm very proud to be a representative of this city and honored to serve as your fire chief. And before I step down, I would like to recognize my wife, Adrienne, for all her love and support over the years. She can stand up.
She asked her to stand.
It's a big job raising four boys and somebody's in emergency services, and I probably should make that five boys and include myself.
That's cute.
So thank you again.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome.
It's with pleasure and honor that I get to swear you in as our new fire chief. And if you would just state your name and repeat after me, and please raise your right hand. Yes. I,
Matthew Jenkins,
Do solemnly swear. Or affirm. That I will support and defend. The Constitution of the United States. The Constitution of the State of California. Against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance. To the Constitution of the United States. To the Constitution of the State of California. That I take this obligation freely. Without mental reservation. Or purpose of evasion. That I will well and faithfully. Discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I was a little concerned when he questioned him about his mental reservations, but anyway, thank you very much, and we are looking forward to providing you with just an excellent level of service. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See, the next item on our agenda is a presentation to Chris Fardis for his service as Planning Commissioner. Chris, would you meet me up there?
That's your MO right there.
How did he unwrap it and everything? Being as short as I am, I always have to adjust the microphone here. Okay. This is presented to Chris Vardis, Planning Commissioner, 2004 to 2006, in recognition of your outstanding service and dedication for the betterment of the City of Pismo Beach, with our sincere appreciation, presented by the City Council, March 21st, 2006. It is my pleasure.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much for doing such a good job. The next item on our agenda is the recognition of the Citizens Volunteer Patrol. Chief Cortez.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to ask Sergeant Miller to come forward and give me a hand with this. He's our Citizen Volunteer Patrol Coordinator. And if I could ask all our CVP members that are getting recognition tonight to step over here to the side, kind of line up. That's basically quite a few. I think a lot of you, actually, that are in attendance. So come on up. The Citizens Volunteer Patrol is actually one of the best programs that we have going in the police department. We started with our first Citizens Police Academy class in 2002. Mayor Reese was a charter member of that. And from that first Citizen Police Academy, we formed our Citizen Volunteer Patrol. Since then, since that initial class, our numbers have grown, and to date, our CVPs have donated nearly five. Him keep him out of trouble. Mr. Don Savitt and Diane Vandervelden, receiving silver awards tonight for the donation of between 250 and 499 hours of volunteer service is Mr. Ted Salem. And receiving gold awards from the President's Volunteer Council for the donation of 500 hours or more of volunteer service are Bonnie Chapman, Charlotte Irwin, Tommy O'Donohue, and Gail Tam. And if I could have Charlotte, Tommy, and Gail step forward over here, please. You have to face counsel. These three volunteers, since 2002, have donated each over 1,000 hours in support of our programs and all the special events we do at the police department. They are fantastic people, as you can tell by the smiling faces. In fact, I get a monthly report that Tommy gives me each month, which lets me know how... Pat gives me each month, lets me know how many hours each one's accrued, and I saw them creeping up towards 1,000 hours, and I said, we got to do something special for these folks. And so we developed a Citizen Volunteer Patrol Distinguished Service Ribbon, and these three ladies right here will be our first recipients of that. And anytime a citizen volunteer gets over 1,000 hours of volunteer service, we want to recognize that through the awarding of this pin. So without further ado, we'll make this presentation. And Gail Tam, congratulations, Gail. Do any of you want to say anything?
I just want to thank the council that originally agreed to do this program. I had a great deal of fun in the first program. I sat right next to Mary, and my husband and I constantly razzed her, but I've always believed. Yeah,
did.
We did. I've always believed that if you want to enjoy a community, you should give back to the community. And I have a great deal of pleasure in serving in the CVP, and I hope I'm on it for a long, long time. Thank you very much for allowing me to serve on the committee.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. We see you at every activity, and we know how many hours, and there's always a smile on your faces. And thank you so much, because there is so much that you do for us. We're very, very appreciative. Congratulations. Okay, the next item we have on our agenda is an acknowledgement of Ed Kritz, City Public Works employee, and would the council begin reading the proclamation?
This is a proclamation acknowledging Ed Kritz for going above and beyond the call of duty. Whereas on Tuesday, March 7, 2006, at approximately 11:55 a.m., Public Works employee Ed Kritz was working in the Pacific Estates neighborhood of Pismo Beach and observed two suspicious subjects near a home on Campana Court and...
Whereas it appeared to Ed that the subjects may have been in the act of trying to break into a residence... Shortly thereafter, Ed Kritz found a police officer patrolling the area a few blocks away and reported the suspicious behavior he had observed. He was also able to provide excellent descriptions of the two suspicious men and their vehicle. And
whereas, based on Ed's information, a traffic stop was subsequently made on this vehicle and both occupants were arrested and charged with committing two residential burglaries in Pismo Beach, possession of stolen property, possession of burglary tools, auto theft, and conspiracy. It was subsequently learned that one of the two arrestees had outstanding warrants for a series of residential burglaries he allegedly committed in Riverside and Orange counties.
Whereas public safety in Pismo Beach is greatly enhanced when people like Ed Kritz take the initiative to get involved. Ed's tip resulted in the apprehension of the two criminals, the recovery of stolen property, information linking one of the subjects to a series of burglaries in Southern California, and ultimately saved significant time and cost in investigative hours attempting to solve these crimes. Investigators have stated that these suspects were in Pismo Beach for the purpose of committing residential burglaries and would have
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thanks to all of the police officers, the fire department. It's been a tough couple weeks for everybody here in Pismo Beach, the council members, Dennis Delzite, my boss, Brian Henson, my immediate boss, and Kevin Rice, all of the co-workers I've worked with through the years. I'd like to thank each and every one of them. They're not all here tonight, obviously, but it's been a good ride here in Pismo Beach. Almost 20 years of service, four with Redondo, and it's a great community and a great bunch of people to work with. I've enjoyed most of it. You know, you always have your ups and downs, but I truly appreciate this. My heart goes out to the family of the people at Denny's and the ones that were wounded. I'm just thankful that the police officers were close by, that I could run down the hill and tell them what I saw, and I think that's what we need to do this day and age, is just keep focused, keep alert, and keep our eyes on and ears on to help stop this. The council members, I'd like to thank Shelley Higginbotham for all she's done through the years for my daughter, Melissa. She took care of Melissa when she was a very small child. Bill Rabinall for writing a letter years ago for a gate job we did on Hine Street coming up, and telling Ernie and myself, thanks, good job. And Kevin Rice walking over, and Madam Mayor acknowledging some concrete work I did. And it's just really nice that you folks come up and tell us in the public works that, you know, we're doing a good job. And I just want you to know that Dennis always comes down and gives us commendations or thanks and passes it on from you folks. And we really appreciate it. I'm not speaking for everybody, but I know there's a good group of guys and girls at the yard that would probably say yes, the same to that. And I'd like to acknowledge my parents.
I was just going to ask, would you have them stand up?
Yes, Jim and Fran. Great people. Great people. I'm thankful for their guidance and hard work. They raised seven children, five girls, two boys, and my dad's taught me a lot with the trades, and I'm thankful for that, Dad, that I could pass that on and help do the work needed here in Pismo Beach. My girlfriend's parents, Vince and Lee DeMarco, for coming, and my good friend Rich.
You want to stand up?
I'm appreciative to all of my fellow workers. And I'll treasure this. And Shelley's always going to be close to my heart. Dennis and Brian for being my boss.
Thank you so very much for the job above beyond the call of duty. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is quite a night. The next item on our agenda is the presentation of the Conference and Visitors Bureau advertisement. Susan Brazil here.
Good evening, Mayor, Council members, and a full Council chamber. We're here tonight, as we usually do, come in before you and tell you a little bit about our advertising campaigns. We have our spring campaign in place, and with me is John Sorgenfrey of TGA and Associates. And we have our present campaign, our spring campaign, that's already underway to share with you. So I would like to introduce you to John Sorgenfrey, who will explain our spring campaign to you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you, John.
Nice to see you all. Just wanted to, periodically we come to the council and we share kind of what we've been doing with the CVB board, so I'm speaking on their behalf tonight, and as well as the executive director. But just kind of to go back, we, as the council all is aware, our theme is Classic California. California's golden past is present in Pismo Beach, and that's been our theme for the last 4 or 5 years. It's served us really well. Our TOT continues to climb, which is a good thing. And what we wanted to do was to show you the artwork that we came up with. It's kind of the center point of our campaign. This is ideally directed toward aging baby boomers like myself that remember the beach. Perspective may be a little bit artistic, ease there, but as you can see, we specify our restaurants, golf, hotels, wine tasting, and the direction to the beach. And Rudy, for you, there's some butterflies in there, if you'll notice. For all your hard work with that. I'll just pass this around if you'd like to look at it. And then I also have with us tonight kind of the whole campaign. And actually, as I'll pass this around to the council members, you'll see where the first ad is in Sky West Magazine. The next is Bakersfield Magazine, Coast Magazine, which is a publication that goes to Newport Beach residents, Acorn Newspaper, which is targeting the Thousand Oaks market, and then also the smallest ad, which is appropriate because of the cost, is the Los Angeles Times. But just to give you an idea of the copy, the headline is California's Perfect Past is Present. Calabunga, it's all here for you, sun and sand and sea, to create the ideal vacation destination. California's golden past is alive and well in Pismo Beach. Whether you want to hang ten or just hang loose, put on your shades, hop in your Woody, and cruise to California's only drivable beach. From sand dunes to romantic sunset walks, Pismo Beach is safe, friendly, and affordable. For more information, and then our contact information. So I'll pass that around for you.
It's real good.
And I just had one other item that I wanted to share with you, just to show you that we're not just going after the tourism market, we're also concentrating on that midweek clientele, which is in the form of meetings and conferences. And this is a flyer, it's a little smaller than the other visual aid that I have, but just far enough away to bring your conference closer together. And these are flyers that are going to be going in the Visalia Chamber packets, Fresno Chamber and Bakersfield Chambers and hit approximately about 10,000 chamber members in those target areas, and very affordable, just a few $100 to place those and then have them printed. And basically the copy here is, in Pismo Beach you'll find wonderful accommodations, corporate meeting rooms, and restaurants for every budget, gorgeous weather, and 23 miles of beautiful uncrowded beaches. Sun, sea, and sand, sensational activities like golf, kayaking, wine tasting, shopping, and much more. Pismo Beach. So I'll pass those around. And I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank the council. You've always been very supportive of tourism. I think you all recognize that a big part of our bills are paid through our tourists with TOT dollars. And just personally, I want to thank you for always being there for us and supporting us. Thank you.
Thank you. Good job. Beautiful work. Beautiful work. Thank you so very much. This is exciting. Thank you. Is that all you had? Okay. Thank you, John.
Sure. If you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer anything for you. No?
Well, I just had one comment.
Sure.
Those were absolutely beautiful. I don't know if you could actually see them on television, but Susan, what a wonderful job you do. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. We're also really pleased that we went into a new market we haven't gone into, which is the Thousand Oaks area, which is an easy market for us. They're, you know, not right by the beach area. It's a new one that we haven't tried before, and we've gotten real positive feedback from that, and it's a new one. One of the people that have a second home here said, why don't you try that? You know, the people that live by me say they haven't come up that way as much. And so that's a new one, and we're really looking forward to that as well. So thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much, Susan.
You're welcome.
Okay. The next item on our agenda is a proclamation for Slow Greenbelt. Is there anyone here from Greenbelt? You know, if there isn't, I would like to hold this off to the next meeting. Okay. Would that be okay with everyone?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Let's do that. We'll postpone it until the next meeting. Thank you. Okay. The next item on our agenda is public comment period. This is the time for the public to comment on items that are not on the agenda. So is there anyone in the public that would like to come up and speak?
Just make a comment, which I just thought about when I saw the pictures here. One thing, I only saw a couple of the pictures, so I didn't really see them. But in presenting the image for the community, I just wonder whether the advertising campaign has also thought of presenting perhaps a more diverse image of the Central Coast and perhaps reaching out to other groups, because it's one thing to look back 30, 40 years, but it seems a little overly white. And this is just a suggestion for a larger Los Angeles market, a San Francisco market, and perhaps a Central Valley one. And this is just purely a reaction to the pictures I just saw, which otherwise are very attractive. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I do have one card here.
Of town on April the 4th. I hope on April 18th I can be present here and receive the proclamation. I thank you very much.
We'll see what we can do. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else in the public who would like to speak to an item that's not on the agenda?
Don Day, 101 Park Place, Pismo Beach. Madam Mayor, members of the council, the last streetlight is in place and working on the 700 block of Dolliver, so Mr. Spinelli should be smiling now. I just thought I'd update you. And it was burning last night. It works. It's now complete, so until the next big project, I guess we're kind of in limbo. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to speak to an item not on the agenda? Seeing none, we'll move on to City Council comments and requests. Council Member Higginbotham, do you have anything?
Thank you. With all of the recognition of people tonight, I did want to comment that I think the employees and diners that were at Denny's that day need our thoughts and prayers, as well as the victims of the carjacking. So I hope you'll keep all of them in your thoughts and hope that they can recover from this tragedy as well. I have an announcement on a happier note. On Saturday, March 25th at 10 a.m., there is going to be a celebration and grand opening of the playground equipment at Dinosaur Caves. And I know that you can't miss it when you drive down on the 101. It just stands out. It's so beautiful. So Parks and Rec has put together, with some help of Dinosaur Caves Preservation Society, many volunteers, and I know some parents from Shell Beach Elementary have worked on this, and there's going to be Oreos to eat, and there's going to be music and other attractions. So I would really encourage the public to come out, again, on Saturday from 10 to 12 at Dinosaur Caves Park. I do have one request. I know that we had discussed the Beachcomber Stairs being placed on the agenda, that item, a future agenda, and I was hoping that at that time part of that agenda item would be the discussion of the monies that were in that assessment fund, and that would be part of the discussion, because I know Greg Ray made a report about that, and I'm hoping that's coming up.
Madam Mayor and Council, if I could, that was my understanding of the direction that you all gave me when you told me that you wanted that agendized. So, yeah, that great. Definitely that is going to also include the financial component of it.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay. Yeah. And then, Mr. City Manager, are you going to do a report on the LAFCO meeting?
Yes, I am at the City Manager's report.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't need to say anything about that. Thank you. That's all I had. Thank you.
Councilmember Rabinow, do you have anything?
Yes, I do, but very briefly. But, you know, our staff is not limited to police and fire. We have some of the finest clerks, people that really, when called upon, do a marvelous job. And I personally want to thank Kevin Rice, our city manager, and the staff that put together our volunteer banquet. You know, the volunteers that we have in our community are very, very sincere in what they have to offer. And to meet all of the people, I bet there was 100-125 people at the volunteer recognition. If there's anyone out there in the community that is at all interested, you don't need to be tied to a commission. You don't need to go that far unless you wish. But if you have the time and energy, there's a lot of components here within the city that we can certainly use your help. And it's just a lot of fun, and there's a lot of personal gratis satisfaction in doing that, and you certainly are in the hearts of all the council people, and I know staff as well. So please take the time to volunteer. It's a worthwhile effort. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember Natoli.
I'd like to make a little report here. I was commissioned to get in touch with the state or some of my contacts up at Sacramento, and I have succeeded, and I'm going to have the director of housing and community development come to Pismo Beach and stay a couple of days and see what our situation here is on housing. So that's being set for around the middle of April, and the firm date will be mentioned a little later on when we firm it up. But she is going to come down.
Will she be here for our council meeting, perchance?
Well, I don't know exactly what day she's going to be here, but she promised that she would come here with one of her top staff members. That's going to be our head-to-head person that we contact on housing situations.
Madam Mayor, if I may, Rudy is being a little too humble on this.
Randy Bloom, we've been reviewing the old reports. I just got finished reading the 1991 SHOT report, which was an engineering analysis done on the old City Hall. I got finished reading that today. There's also, I had the staff dig up the mold report. There's also a fairly extensive mold report that we had that the city council commissioned several years ago about the building. So we're reviewing those reports. We do have money budgeted for some options that we could pursue with the city council. So before we pursue any of those, we'll bring that back to the council for a decision. Randy, did you want to say anything else on that?
No, I think that covers it. We need to review those reports and then synthesize them down where we can look to the future and what deterioration has occurred since those reports were filed with the city. But we are progressing on that issue.
Mr. Bloom, do we have any timelines on that?
Not to the minute.
Can I ask a question? Have we located the Lapman report from our walkthrough?
I have not. I've located the shock report, and we've located the mold report, but I've not been able yet to find the Lapman report.
This is the most recent report, so yeah. That he outlines exactly what he thinks that the city should look for in trying to do any work on that building.
Yes, sir. We're
so
still.
I'm searching also. I'll try to find it.
I wonder if we could contact him.
Yeah, I give him a call.
And see if he might have.
But I thought we have. I didn't want to disturb them until we're sure we can't find our report.
Is this the one where he volunteered his time?
Right.
Yes. I might have a copy of that at home.
Yeah, if you
oh, really?
Have it, that'd be great.
Good, because I'd like to see that move forward. And that's all I have, Madam Mayor.
And I was just going to mention, too, for the council, that the reports are, of course, public information. And if any. And I'll make them available to anybody in the public or in the council who'd like to read those reports.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that was one of the things that were on our goals from our team building last year, so it's a good thing to bring up again. So I appreciate that. I don't really have anything else except for just piggyback on what Councilmember Evanall said about the volunteer banquet. I think it was terrific. Staff did a great job. We had a great turnout, and those people do deserve the kudos that they receive because there's a lot of time and effort, and they do it with pleasure they give of their time. So,
one thing.
Yes, you're thinking of something else, Councilmember. Yes,
I just thought of something else. We had a very, very good session last evening by our city attorney regarding the Brown Act and the ethics code. I think he did a fabulous job in getting the message to all of us, and we gathered a lot from his explanation. So I wanted to mention that this evening. So we really appreciate it.
That was. Good job. Thank you.
It was.
Took it away from me before I got a chance to say that.
I read your mind.
It was a good job. And we had a pretty good turnout on our commission, so I appreciate that a lot. It was helpful. There's something that the junior high is putting on that I thought maybe you would mention. It was it's coming up at the end of the month, the encampment. Do you want to embellish on that a little bit? Do you have anything on it? They're actually doing an encampment of the Civil War, and I think there's even some actors and
that
are going to be down participating in this. This is on, what, the 31st?
Right. It was supposed to be last weekend, but it was rained out. And so they've rescheduled it. It's the Civil War encampment, and it'll be the 30th and the 1st. And there will be some actors that will be staying here in Pismo Beach. I think we're expecting Abe Lincoln and his wife and a couple other people. And they have some terrific things planned for the students. And I can't say it publicly because a lot of it is a secret for the students. But they have they're going to try to make it. You know, there's a whole society of people that this is their hobby, where they do all of the reenactments in Civil War and other eras, and they're going to have just a wonderful program planned for the kids. So it's going to be a very nice thing for Pismo Beach. Thank you.
Thank you. Also, I think the preschool in Pismo Beach has an open house on the 4th and the 5th. And I'm not sure of the times. I'm sorry about that. If anybody can remember what the times are, 10 to 12 each day, 4th and the 5th, then I think that would be a good thing for us to pop in on, don't you? Okay, I think we should do that. Okay, and that's all I have. And so the next item on our agenda is the consent agenda. Is there anything that the council wants to pull? And we didn't hear anything from the public that the public wanted to pull any of those items. So I will entertain. Okay.
I'll move that we accept the consent agenda as presented.
I second.